This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rude Guest Hotline is where we can find our buddy Tariq El-Bashir, Monumental Sports. He's a television man. He knows a thing or two.
He knows
about video.
Camera one, camera two.
What's up, Tariq? How are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'll let you know in a few hours here. Capitals getting ready for game four, Carolina Hurricanes. How should Caps fans be feeling after the 4-0 loss in game three with a 2-1 series deficit now?
I mean, obviously you never want to fall down in a series, but when you get this deep into the playoffs, there's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs. Just look around the league at the other series. I mean, at some point, one team pulls ahead of the other, and it's up to the team that's down to counter and keep pace. And so, I mean, I would say wary. Maybe if you're feeling good today, maybe cautiously optimistic, given the fact that this team has shown a propensity for bouncing back from poor performances. But, yeah, I mean, you clearly cannot go down 3-1. And
what's got to change? What's got to be different here from, you know, the two games that they've lost, most specifically the one Saturday night, because you're playing there in Raleigh again?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I would say offense has to get going for this team. I mean, this is the most obvious thing that's ever been said on your show, but you can't win if you don't score goals, right? And 21 shots on net ain't it. They have to find a way to generate more. In the first series against Montreal, some of the heavy hitters really led the way. You know, Dylan Strome was hot. Alex Ovechkin had four goals. Jacob Chychrun had some offense. That hasn't happened in this series. Those guys need to get going, but in general, they have to direct more pucks at the Carolina net. Right now, they are ranked 13th in shots on goal out of 16 playoff teams. They are dead last in shot attempts on goal out of 16 playoff teams. That's just not going to get it done at this stage of the postseason.
Tariq El-Bashir of Monumental and Grant and Danny. You know, I was annoyed watching the broadcast the first couple of games against ESPN, or not against ESPN, although it felt like it at times. But their shot attempts obsession annoyed me. And I am all for puck possession as an important metric, and shot attempts are obviously part of that. But what the Capitals have long kind of philosophically decided is it's quality over quantity. They'll make the extra pass to get a goaltender moving. The Hurricanes are the opposite of that. My question, though, to you is, like, pretty clearly, I guess there's a happy medium, right? Where after the 1-1 series through two, I saw Hurricanes media members saying, you know, these the high shots aren't helping. They're not good shots. Logan Thompson looks comfortable. They're making him look like he's going to win the Vezina or whatever. They were annoyed, and they had all the shots. And for the Caps, we're going, they got to shoot more. Like, what is the answer there?
It certainly is a contrast in styles, right? I mean, if you've been watching the Capitals for the last decade, you're exactly right. They would like to make the extra pass and hunt for the perfect scoring opportunity, which is why typically they rank towards the bottom in terms of shot attempts and even shots on goal. Carolina, that is their MO. That's how they play. That is Rod Brind'Amour's system. He wants to make you feel as an opponent that you're drowning. Every single thing and the kitchen sink is directed at the net. Then they go and retrieve the puck, and then you're stuck in your own end, and then they're able to change two players, and you're still in your own end, and they brought two new players onto the ice. They direct another puck at the net. It goes into the corner. It's now retrieved. You've been out there for a minute, 30 seconds, and it keeps going until you break, until you crack, until you make a turnover that leads to a goal again. So I guess as a Carolina observer, maybe it is frustrating to see all those low-quality attempts, but that is their system. That is their MO. They do not deviate from it. It's what they've done for 7 years. And, it hasn't gotten them a Stanley Cup during the Brind'Amour era, but, it does win games and it gets them pretty far. So, I think you're right, Grant. I feel like there probably is a happy medium there. That said, both of these teams have been highly successful doing what they do and doing it their way. So, the key for the Capitals is it's going to be to generate more. I mean, again, hunting for the perfect shot is fine, but 21, as I said, that is not enough. You'd like to see that number closer to 30, if not a little over 30. I would have to do some research here to see if there's a direct correlation to, how many wins the Capitals produce when they go over 30 shots on goal per game, but I bet it's pretty high.
Tarik Elbashir with us here on G&D. So, yeah, I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, the thing that I care about when it comes to Carolina is less about flipping pucks at the net, although I'm very much in favor of that, especially when you can create some traffic and the like. But it's the relentless, no one has any space or time to breathe when they're playing their
game.
That's the thing that I want. Whatever I got to do to get that, I want that. So
just give me that.
Yeah, so if more shots are a byproduct of that, I think that's kind of inevitable. But to me, it's that when it feels like all you're doing is just going playing fetch back behind your own end and just getting it out of your zone, it feels like the most monumental achievement in human history. That's the thing that terrified me before the series. It's terrified me through these four games, or three games rather, and heading into game four. What's the counter there to punish them for doing that?
You're exactly right. But when you get into the second round of the playoffs, every team is good. Every team is deep. The time and space disappears even more so than it did in the first round. And you're seeing that with Carolina. It's so funny. Sometimes when you're watching a game and, a fan will stop me at practice or someone else and go, hey, why were they so good on Monday against this opponent but not so good on Wednesday against that opponent? Well, the difference is Wednesday's opponent was not just structurally better. They had better hockey players. And when you are facing teams that have deeper rosters and better players, they are going to be on top of you a lot more than teams that don't. That said, guys, go back to game three. You can create space. You have to work really hard for it. I'm thinking about the Svechnikov goal. He made a very strong move off of the faceoff, created space, and went crossbar down, right? I'm thinking about the goal after that. Again, cut back, create some space, got off a good shot, puck goes in. You are able to do it. It's not like the space can't be found. You just have to work really hard to find it.
Ryan Leonard's going to get back into the lineup, it looks like, for the Capitals, their rookie from Boston College.
Looks like it.
Is there any thought to moving him up? And I know that sounds crazy because he hasn't produced. He's got the one empty net goal and a secondary assist over 15 games or whatever. But to me, he's kind of wasted on that third line. Like, the beauty of him is the speed, the skating, how hard he plays. why not give him a chance to actually be an offensive impact player on the top six or something? Just seems like on the third line, it doesn't work for the line or him.
You know, Grant, I think myself and a lot of people who are covering the series are going to be watching warmups very closely here in a little bit. We do think there's going to be some changes inside the top six. I don't know if that includes Ryan Leonard. You know, I feel you. I hear what you're saying. The speed, the skill, the fact that, you know, he's able to create and make things happen for himself would seem to lend, you know, his game seems to, you know, be of the type that could be good in that top six. That said, I just don't know if you want to give him too much too soon, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
You know, especially on the road. But I do think we are going to see lines look a little bit different than they did the last game.
Tarik, power play. I liked what I saw these all run together. It was game two when Carlson had the game-winning goal where he kind of crept back door because the entire arena was looking where Alex Ovechkin was and was going, right, et cetera. Right. What else might we expect to see? This Hurricanes penalty kill is fantastic, or at least it had been. You know, any other kind of tweaks or ideas here to try to take advantage of those premium ops?
Yeah, they're going to have to do something with the special teams because, you know, at the start of the series, we talked about how special teams just play such a massive role in determining the outcome of series, right? You don't get many power plays, but when you get one, you have to make the most of it. Let's say you get two and a half, three a game. You really need to score one of them. And if your opponent is getting two and a half, three, you got to make sure you kill them off. Right now, Carolina has the best percentage on the power play in the playoffs. Their penalty kill is the best penalty kill in the playoffs. The Capitals right now, they're way towards the bottom in both areas. You know, at this late stage of the season, are they going to make wholesale changes to the X's and O's? I don't think so. I think one thing that makes this unit dangerous when it is clicking is motion. When they are able to get guys moving around and they are crisp and their passes are tape to tape, they have the shooters that can cash in. It just has not been working. And again, getting back to something I said a few minutes ago, when you're playing a quality opponent with quality hockey players out there that has a quality system like the Hurricanes do on that penalty kill, their penalty kill has been great all year. It makes your PP look sometimes substandard.
What is your prediction for tonight?
I'll tell you, at the risk of sounding like a homer, I'll tell you the Capitals are one of the best teams that I've ever covered. This current group of players, of parking bad losses, of having short memories, of having a low pulse rate under pressure, and they've bounced back time and again this season. I mean, I believe they led the league or were close to leading the league and come from behind victories in the regular season. They did it against Montreal. They do not get flustered. I think the team that scores the first goal tonight, however, is going to win.
I'm not saying that you live in Springfield or married to Marge, work in a nuclear power plant, and have children Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, but I like the take. I appreciate you, Tarik. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, guys.
Be good, buddy. There's Tarik El-Bashir of Monumental Sports. There was something he said at the very end of his answer.
I know.
Threw me off pretty good there. Yeah. I did what I could to get my next question out without cracking up.
You did just good.
Something substandard?
Yeah.
Anything? Nothing?
Yeah. No? Okay. We've all been accused at one time or another.
Oh, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, haven't we?
Yeah.
There are times where you get caught off guard.
Is that it?
Hopefully you don't hear that very often.
No, that's...
You don't want your power play to look substandard.
You don't want those kinds of questions in that circumstance.
Caps
or any.
Playoff coverage brought to you by Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim has been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. Specializing in full service interior trim carpentry.
Keep it together.
Handling everything from supply to installation. Turnkey and hassle free. Contact acetrim.com today. Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.